It's just lazy Bible study. I know that sounds inflammatory, and I don't mean it to sound inflammatory, but that's what it is. We can't just cherry pick a verse and therefore say, the word save there means save from eternal hell. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. This is your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and it's good to be with you. Shorter video today. We've kind of talked about this topic before on baptism specifically, but someone wrote in a question and was looking for an answer on 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. Let's take a look at their question. This is question number 49 on our Bible Line website. You can check that out, BibleLineMinistries.org. There's a little Q&A button towards the top, and you can see we've answered about 50 questions already, and this is question 49. So let's take a look. Scriptures say that we are saved by faith, Romans 3:28, by grace, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, and by baptism, 1 Peter 3:21. How does all of that work together? Now, I will tell you, when I answered this person's question, they got back to me, I don't think they're looking for a real answer. I think they're just trying to poke holes in the fact that we're not saved by water baptism, and that's why I don't want to spend a ton of time on this today, but I do want to highlight that there's a problem here. By the way, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. Hit that red subscribe button and the notification bell. Set it to all so you get an alert anytime we post anything here at Bible Line. Like, comment, and share the video. That helps us quite a bit. And send in your questions, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We'll do our best to get you a written response and maybe even make a video like today. Let's get back to our answer. I almost look at this as multiple choice. Which one is true, faith, grace, or baptism? Well, how do we find out what is true? You've heard it all before, and you're going to hear it again. Context, context, context. Of course, we're saved by faith. We're saved by God's grace. Faith is how we're saved. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. What's the content of our faith? It's Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection for our sins. But what about baptism? Well, it's going to be a short video because verse 20 in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20, gives us the answer. Let's take a look. Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing. By the way, I just always chuckle at that, a-preparing. Wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now, we know directly from the context in Genesis that these people were not saved into eternal life by floating on the water. And that is something that Peter does not mention. He actually gives you what he means in verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not talking about eternal salvation, but we're being saved from identifying with the world. What's the point of water baptism? To profess what has already happened inwardly. It is to outwardly profess what's already happened inwardly. Has nothing to do with becoming justified. It's a picture of what was done. Buried in the likeness of his death, raised to walk again in newness of life. I was plunged underneath the blood of Christ. My sin was covered. I now have a new nature. I can walk in newness of life. Nothing has happened to my old nature. I still have that, but I've got this new nature in which I can walk and please God and experience blessings and rewards as a result of it. And I love how Peter even puts in quotations here. Back to verse 21. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. Publicly professing your faith, You've got good standing with God. You're walking with him. You're not being identified with the world. You're being identified away from the world. You're a part of God's family now. And then he says, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So because Jesus has risen again, so we will also rise again. That's not going to fly with the world. That's not going to fly with the religious systems of the world. And that is what Peter is talking about here. He's saying baptism doth also now save us. He's not talking about eternal salvation. He's talking about a good conscience toward God. And I think we could just rest it right there. But you get questions like this where people say, oh, faith, oh, grace, oh, baptism. It's just lazy Bible study. I know that sounds inflammatory, and I don't mean it to sound inflammatory, but that's what it is. We can't just cherry pick a verse and therefore say the word save there means save from eternal hell. We've got to do our Bible studies. As a matter of fact, there's 812 times that the word saved or to be saved is used in the Bible. Only 58 of those verses talk about eternal salvation. That's 7%. We've got to know the context. We have to know what the writer meant, and we have to make sure that we are consistent with what the Bible teaches. Thanks for being here today. I hope that answers your question. Make sure that you write in your questions. Email us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Keep it right here, and we'll see you next week. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless you.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.